BJ and Jamie.
Well, howdy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC studios here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You get us for free. Take us anywhere you go. Download the Odyssey app on your phone, and you'll get a podcast after 10 o'clock this morning, as every morning, too, right here on our program. So welcome aboard on a Tuesday. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Have you heard from Jamie?
No.
No, me either. She's running late today. What's up? What's up?
I don't know. I got no texts.
Hey, is little Debbie back in school?
Actually, funny you say that. She's been in school, but she's moving up today to the pre-K class.
Oh, okay.
So she's officially going to a new class today, so I'm a little worried because I think drop-off's going to be not good.
Man, oh, man. That's why I bring it up, because yesterday I went for the pickup of Frog had a half day. Yesterday was the first day. I went for the pickup. It's a zoo. It's a madhouse.
I bet.
It's a madhouse. Kids everywhere. Parents everywhere. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Hey, good morning, Jamie. Hey, we were worried about you.
I was worried about me.
Are you okay?
It was up.
A little disheveled, are we?
Oh, my God. I woke up so late.
Did you?
I woke up so
you
late.
You look asleep right now.
I feel asleep. Where am I?
You look asleep.
Where am I? Yeah. Oh, my God.
I was telling Carson, I went over to the school yesterday.
Yeah.
You forget about all the chaos. You know, over the summer, and then you go back for the first day, and it's like, okay, this is a lot.
Well, it's like I mentioned, it's the newbies. The newbies screwed up.
That's it.
It is, because they go the wrong way, right?
Yeah.
And they don't know, like, oh, okay, if, say, kindergarten gets out an hour before the rest of the class or whatever, those people try to cut in line first because their kids are out first. You're like, no, you still got to wait behind me. Yeah, it's a whole thing.
All right, so yesterday, there's this lady that I know because her kid is with Frog's age.
Okay.
And they've been in class together for the last couple of years. And so I see her, and I'm thinking to myself, because the school's pretty good size, and I have no idea where I'm going. It was a pickup in class. So you can see their classroom day yesterday,
oh,
okay?
God.
So you had to
for
go
the
into
entire
the school,
school.
For the entire school.
Why would they do that?
It was chaos. Jamie, it was like herding cats in there.
Yeah,
it
why
was
wouldn't
crazy.
They break up the classes? Like,
know.
Okay, on Monday we're doing these classes. On Tuesday, wow.
And they did them all at the same time, 11:30 yesterday morning, okay? So I see this lady and I'm thinking, okay, I'll follow her.
Oh, yeah, she'll know what she's doing.
She had no idea it was behind her.
Okay,
tailing her. So here I am sneaking along
right
behind her. And I get to this classroom, and everybody in the classroom is like 4 years old.
You went to pre-K?
Yeah.
I didn't realize she had a daughter that just started school.
Oh, so you're in the kindergarten class? Yeah, that's the wrong one. Yeah, you want to move along
like,
there.
Ah,
but
crap.
And they didn't have people directing you and telling you which way to go?
No.
No,
wait, you just had to figure it out.
But I didn't know it was in-class pickup. What were we wearing yesterday? What were you wearing yesterday?
A t-shirt that said shoot indoors.
Oh.
No!
Oh, no.
BJ! No!
Wow.
It's a gun range.
No, I know what it is.
Well, I did.
No!
I swear I did.
You can't wear that to the school.
I wore.
Oh,
I did
no.
it. I didn't realize it.
Oh, my.
I didn't realize it. That's what I was wearing yesterday.
No.
Did you not remember that?
No, I didn't remember.
I figured you did because you asked the question.
No, I was just worried about the whole look, like the flops. I was worried about if there was
stains.
Like if there was like
the
you know cigar holes in your shirt.
Well, yes on both of those.
Okay.
Yes on both of those. But yeah, it was a shoot indoors.
One time it was kindergarten pickup, so it was earlier than the rest of the thing. So my friend Taya's, ex-husband. So we're waiting at the flagpole, and I look over, and I go, hey, Rob, that says Coors Light on it. But yours is far worse. You can't, what are you doing?
I don't know.
You didn't even put a sweatshirt over it?
No.
Because I just noticed something else, because I am not filming if you're wearing that sweatshirt.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. No, I'm taking it off. I've got a good shirt underneath.
Okay.
I mean, it's a stellar.
Because I was
Wait till you see it.
We are not promoting those people.
No. I've already thought of it.
Okay.
It's just I needed some warmth this morning.
Gotcha.
It was a little chilly.
Oh, my God. Who takes a gun shirt to school?
Shoot indoors.
Are you kidding?
Shoot indoors, they Colorado.
They had to judge you so hard.
Yeah, I know. I know.
And this is Colorado.
Yeah.
Like, people don't like guns here.
I didn't have anything else to wear. I wore to work.
But you always keep a sweatshirt in your car.
I know. Well, I forgot. I just forgot.
You know how hard they judged you. You are talked about behind your back.
I didn't realize it until it was way too late. I was already inside the school.
Oh,
at that point.
No.
Yeah.
And when you get judged, then they judge your kid. Like, it's a whole thing. You know what I mean? Because I have this theory. Remember that? And I say this every year at the beginning of school. I have this theory. There used to be that paper where it's like four lines down below. And at the top, it's just a place where you draw a picture.
Yeah.
This is old school paper, right? And you always get to school. And remember, they're like, draw your family and tell us a couple of sentences about them.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's just to get inside the family home.
It sure is.
Yeah. So you have those four dashes, those four my dad has beer every night. This is my sister. She's pregnant.
My mom loves these chewables.
Yeah, right. I'm telling you, it's just
teachers
are so nosy.
It's slick.
Yeah, it is.
It's a slick little ploy they
have
going.
Tell us about your family. Wow, that is I don't think I've ever heard of a bigger mistake at a pickup. Ever in my life.
Yeah, on day one.
I didn't realize when I was, when I came to work yesterday with that shirt on, I didn't realize you had to go inside the school.
No, I know. You didn't mention it.
Because I told Jamie, I told you that I dread the pickup line.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I had no idea. When I left here, that's when my wife called me and said, you know you have to go inside the school. And I said, why? Well, what I got to do? She goes, it's see their class day. You got to pick up
with my shoot indoors shirt on. And it says indoors.
Indoors, Colorado.
Guys, like, I can't even make jokes about it. It's so horrific. No, I said horrific. But
horrific. It's horrific.
It's horrific.
Man, there's some hot moms at school, though.
There always are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
They dress kind of provocative, too.
I know. Well, because they wear those yoga pants that make they cinch up their butt a little bit.
Yeah. Cleavages. All over the place.
Oh, they were cleavage too?
Mm-hmm, yeah, right there.
Usually they go for their asses.
Yeah. Well, it was both. It was a lot going on. Yeah. It's like a competition, man.
Oh, it definitely was.
I stayed at school for 2 hours. Being Frog, just walking around.
Oh, my God.
Checking it out.
Everything about I can't even, like, guys, what do I do with him?
Who else would do that? Nobody.
So
nobody.
Bad.
Who would make that mistake?
Nobody should even be allowed in a school with that shirt on.
With you.
Oh my
I'm
God.
With you, Jamie. I don't disagree with you.
I can't believe they didn't send you home.
You're in a Catholic school with a t-shirt that says
Catholic.
Shoot indoors.
It doesn't even matter if they're Catholic all the way
around.
And
I feel like God judged me yesterday.
Especially in Colorado, we're hyper sensitive to this, as we should be. Oh my God! This
well,
is
let's
like
take
you
a
can't
break.
Even make this up.
No, you can't.
Like this isn't even like ha ha ha. This is just like oh no. It's not funny. It's awful. I
tell you what, I'll go home. Take a break.
Yeah.
I'll take a break. You
what
guys just do the show. And I'll go
Shame
home.
On you.
I'll go home and just reminisce on my big ass mistakes.
You need to go sit in the corner.
I do. Put me a timeout. We'll be right back.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Bum, 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 bum. It is a Tuesday, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We're there free. My son's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's
my
right.
My kids, I swear.
What?
I swear.
What happened now?
I wish I had your son.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well,
right, so
I'm not going to say anything derogatory about my kid.
I sent him some money, right, for
like
his
Venmo?
Birthday. Yeah, Venmo.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's very touching.
I sent him a text early. early because I knew he wasn't up yesterday morning because it was his birthday. He did write back, thank you, Dad, in all caps.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I called twice. No answer. I called yesterday twice. I'm trying to reach him, trying to wish him a happy birthday.
Not in person, but on the phone. You already gave him money. He doesn't need you now.
Exactly. The money, no text came back on the money part.
Well, he said thank you.
No. Oh. The money went after the thank you.
Oh, I apologize.
The thank you was for the first text, happy birthday, okay? Then the money went, okay?
Yeah, okay?
That went a couple of hours later, okay? Then
no acknowledgement.
Friggin' crickets. Crickets. And I try to call a couple of times, like, I feel bad. I feel bad that I went through the entire day and didn't at least talk to him.
Right, because
you know?
It is his birthday.
Yeah, it's
his birthday. You need to do that, like, *87 or whatever, where your phone number doesn't show up when you call.
where he would answer.
That way, yeah, he would answer.
You think that he sees it and just ignores it?
Yeah.
Oh, God. You don't make me feel any better. I was expecting you to come back with, well, maybe he was at the gym. And maybe his phone died. So you think he looked at it and said, oh, crap, it's dad.
Yeah, you should try that thing.
*67
*67 Yep. So you should do that. Have you guys ever done that, though? Have you been with friends and like, oh, and I'm just making this up. This hasn't actually not these people. But let's say I'm trying to call Michelle, okay, right? And I call her and she doesn't pick up. But I'm sitting next to my other friend, let's say Sarah, right? I'm like, you try. And then Michelle picks up. You're like, what the what?
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what's...
And the weird part is that I'm sitting here this morning feeling bad about it.
Well,
went to bed feeling bad about it last night. And he's probably, it's not even a concern of his.
No, it's not. Well, like, how does it go when you guys talk on the phone?
Oh, it goes fine. We'll talk about some projects he's doing.
Because he works here, here's just a thought.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. Because it happened with my son yesterday. I told him to call somebody in our family. I said, you should call them and show them and tell them this. And my son goes, no, he'll just criticize it. I don't want to deal with that, though. They'll just criticize it. I was like, damn. But do you feel like when he's on the phone, because you are the elder in the radio business for him, right? And you've been a boss, you've been all the things. Do you feel like he's like, oh, I don't want to hear him critique me or tell me what to do?
No, I don't think it's it because I don't really critique him because I don't really pay a lot of attention to you know, all the stuff that he's doing. I've got my own crap I'm doing, you know, and I figure that he, like you just said, he doesn't want to hear it from me.
No,
he doesn't want to hear it. So,
no.
So I don't go that route. I don't try to critique him. Okay. Nothing like that.
I wonder what it is in the conversation that he won't pick up.
I needed to reach out to him yesterday because I wanted to give him some information for me to get him to book his airline tickets because we're going out to LA to see his brother.
Oh, yeah.
On the 28th. And so I had that information I wanted to get to him, too. So there was a couple of reasons
there's
I tried to call.
There's got to be something, though.
But I don't know why.
There's something that he's just
twice,
like.
Twice, Jamie, I tried.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And you're not a talker, so it's not like.
No.
No, it's not like, oh, my God.
30 seconds, man.
Yeah, so you're easy to talk to.
Yeah.
So it's not that person that just goes on and on and oh, my God. In fact, there was this girl that, anyway, she used to be in our friend group.
Yeah.
And I could put down the phone. And she would still be talking. I could go pee and come back, and she
wouldn't
still,
even notice.
She didn't even notice that you weren't even talking because she's so self-involved.
And I got to tell you, man, when somebody texts me and it's more than one paragraph, I don't read it.
Yeah, it goes a lot.
I don't read it.
Yeah,
that's too much for me. I just can't do it. You know, I don't have the patience for it.
Let's see here. What do you think of it? I mean,
yeah, I should have waited to give him money.
Well, no, but there's got to be something that you do that he just like. I'm trying to figure out where he's.
Man, you make me feel so good.
No, but I mean,
when I come in here in the morning,
there's just
something.
Well, no, there's just something. I don't know. Like, oh, maybe he didn't want to. Maybe you talk about Frog too much because it's a different mom. You know, like
I'm only on the phone for 30 seconds.
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm just dissecting it.
Yeah.
So maybe he's like, oh God, if I have to hear about that perfect little kid again.
Yeah. Well, I don't talk about him being perfect. That's
okay.
For sure.
All right.
No,
so it's not
no,
that.
No. Oh, no.
I know
no,
you
no.
would. I wonder what it is.
I don't know.
Oh, do you ask him about his mom? Because I know.
No, I don't know. I'm sure I have.
Because that would be annoying to a kid.
Maybe I have, ask, hey, is mom okay? Is she
doing
all right?
Don't ask him.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's a problem. No, seriously. Because
that's a problem.
It is, because kids don't want to be in the middle, no matter how long it's been and how, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, if I have to hear about, So maybe.
Maybe. He's 38 years old. We're not dealing with 11-year-olds.
No, I know, but I'm just trying to help.
All right. Never mind.
Anyway.
Man, I pulled a good move yesterday. I was telling you off air about the glasses.
Oh,
was that a good move?
That was a good parent move. I give you kudos for being a good parent on that one.
This is a good daddy move here, okay? So
great.
Frog had to have glasses, right, to see for reading. And he doesn't have to wear them 24/7, but he has to have them for reading and probably at school. So yesterday he gets his glasses, and man, does he throw a fit. I'm not wearing those, four eyes, all kinds of things. You know, he just doesn't want them. He's afraid his friends are going
to
make fun of him.
Because you add that to his braces, and we got problems.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's starting to look like Jamie White at 9 years old.
Exactly. I told you. I said,
Jamie
this is.
Had that.
Well, remember, because 8, 9 years old is when they get all funky.
Yeah.
And their teeth are going that way and everything. And they have a growth spurt, and their pants are too short.
And they're worried about their friends.
Exactly.
How they appear to them, too, right?
Yep.
But it starts to become a thing, right?
Yeah.
So he gets his glasses, throws a fit. He ain't going to wear them. I mean, he's ready to stomp these things in the floor, right? And he's sitting there, he put them on, and I said, man, they make you look so smart.
Good.
When you wear glasses, I said, gosh, you look intelligent.
Right?
You look really intelligent. He goes, really? I said, go look in the mirror. And he does, and he comes back and goes, I think
nice.
I do.
Oh, rock on, man.
He never took them off.
See? That was a great dad move.
Frog kept him on for the rest of the evening. I think he slept in him.
Man, I'm telling you, you know how to manipulate a kid.
Yeah. I said, just for that, I'm going to get you your very own shoot indoors shirt to wear to school.
Oh. What are you doing? What? We passed that. We moved on from that. Let's never speak of it again.
Wow.
Because now the new people don't know what you're talking about. Oh, my God.
Oh, boy,
anyway, it's fine.
Hey, you know what today is?
Today is Tuesday.
Today is National Icy Day.
Oh, Icy Day. Let me give you a hint about the Icy, okay?
Because right.
I'm an Icy expert. Tongue at the roof of your mouth. You take a big swig of it, and you get that headache, and you're like, oh, God, oh, my God, I'm going to die. Tongue at the roof of your mouth, and it'll go away instantly.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. That's a great tip.
Thank you.
The great debate when it comes to icy, cherry, blueberry, or cola.
By the way, where do you get an icy?
I know.
7-Eleven.
No, that's Slurpee.
That's a Slurpee.
That's way different than an icy.
We got an icy. Where did we get
probably
that?
At the movie theater. They have icies.
Oh,
they do
they?
Have
yeah.
Icies,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You can get one at there's somebody else that has one too.
Because I'm in that mood for that kind of thing, I get a Slurpee, but
Yeah,
I don't
they're
know
the
where
same, aren't they?
I feel like they're
pretty much the same. So what's your favorite?
The blue.
Cherry.
Still going
blueberry,
with the blue.
Cola.
We did this about Slurpees. I'm still in the blue lane. You went with cola.
Cola all the way.
And he went with cola, and
cola.
I was like, you guys are gay.
Cola. Cola. Cola makes us gay. Are you okay?
Can I tell you something?
Cola.
I'm just going to throw stuff out there, and you keep walking.
Oh, okay.
God.
Just ignore it?
Yes.
Okay.
Doesn't need attention.
I don't think cola makes you gay, though. I'm just going to say that. I just want to go on record with that
I'm
going to
back
okay?
you on it.
Because,
yep.
Carson, you're a cola guy, too.
That's right.
And you and I, we don't sleep together, do we?
Nope. No. Sure don't.
Mm-mm. Nope. Gay. That's strong.
No, I just hit it and quit it. I just say it, and
we're
then we move on. We don't sit here and talk about it. Oh, my God.
We're going to move on. Tabloid trash is next.
God.
Gay. Really?
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, boy. You know, I hate to even lead off with this because it's just so sad, the Hayden Panettiere situation. Her ex on again, off again boyfriend is a bad dude.
Yeah, I didn't realize this.
Yeah, I knew
I'd heard rumblings that, that he had gotten in some trouble with her or something of that nature, but I didn't really pay that much attention.
Yeah, I guess just 3 days before she passed away, a judge denied his attempt to reduce or clear his past felony domestic abuse charges. In 2021, he's had 2 felony counts of injuring his spouse. Damn. Let's see here. Stemming from a series of incidents involving her, he was sentenced to 45 days in jail, 4 years of probation, 52 domestic violence classes, and 5-year restraining order. He ultimately served 33 days. They knocked all that stuff down and the restraining order and all that. But she said things like this. She said, quote, "Getting an abusive person out of your life is like trying to rip a weed out. It's so entangled in your life. They always manage somehow to find a way to slither back into your life." That was one thing she said. And then another thing she said, it was kind of weird. What's their domestic violence? I am prepared to do my part to make sure this man never hurts anyone again.
Even the publishing company, because she had a book out, she was promoting up until her death. And even them, they came out and said, hey, you got to stop hanging with this guy. Don't be traveling with this guy. Don't be doing anything with this guy. Nobody's going to buy this book if you continue to make these bad choices like this. It's just a bad look for us. And she obviously couldn't do it.
She flew with him from Los Angeles to South Carolina the day before she passed away. And they're not saying who made the 911 call, and they're not saying who administered Narcan. But somebody had Narcan with them because the container or whatever it is was beside her.
They found the container, right?
Yeah, they did.
No, they're not saying anything about him, though.
I know.
I mean, they're not saying he was in the room. They're not saying that he's the one who administered that. They're not saying that he was all wasted. They're not saying anything.
Well, I do know that one arrest, let's see here, he's been arrested multiple times for abuse during the relationship. And he said at one point, one of the statements was he was really drunk and he told her, "You have 10 seconds to run."
What a nice guy.
Right?
He gave her 10 seconds. Oh, he could have given her 8, right?
That's just awful.
Nice guy.
Awful guy. Yeah, you have 10 seconds. Can you imagine somebody saying that to you? Like, what the what? Yeah, so that was one of the arrests, too. Anyway, and then they're saying, and I know somebody like this because my girlfriend went, she married this guy, and she didn't know. This is so sad. They were together for, I don't know, like 6 months or whatever, and they got married. I went to the wedding. It was beautiful. It was on the beach. It was perfect. And then the next thing I know, they go to Hawaii for their honeymoon, right? And then they come back, and they get their marriage annulled. And I was like, what is going on? And she's like, I had no idea he was addicted to pain pills. And he threw himself down the stairs so he could go to the ER.
Oh.
Sometimes you just don't know.
Damn.
Is that, hidden? But you got married?
She didn't realize it, though, through the dating?
No. What I'm saying is that she, sorry, let me digress. She had been complaining about back pain for like the whole month. And so I'm guessing it's to get, painkillers or whatever, since she was administered like Narcan. Yeah, but they said that she had been saying that her back had hurt forever. So I don't know if she went to different doctors and told them. I don't know. We're going to find out. I'm telling you.
Are you talking about Hayden now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought you
were still talking about your girlfriend.
No, that's what I was going backwards. And so the thing is, we're going to find out. There's a bunch of doctors that were prescribing stuff, I bet.
I would say that you're right.
You know?
Yeah. You can always shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm sure she was doing that. She's in an abusive relationship, like a lot of people that are in that situation. Hard to cut ties. I'm sure he was...
And if they're both addicts. I mean,
yeah.
they're just...
I don't know anything about this guy, but if he's drinking and you got 10 seconds to run, he's probably doing pain pills too, or whatever drugs he's doing. It's just a total mess. A mess.
What do they call that? When the, like, two people both have substance... What is that called?
Codependent.
Yeah, codependent.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Codependent.
Yeah, so it sounds like they had a little bit of that going on, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. When she was 16... Well... She was 16, and she was handed pills. She talks about this during an interview, how it was to be raised in Hollywood. Number one.
It was somebody who was on my team, came to me, and it was before this red carpet, and I had been doing Heroes, and we did press all the time. And I was a little low energy, and it was, here, take one of these. It's a happy pill. It'll give you energy. So I didn't think of it at the time as, like, a bad thing or a drug.
How old were you?
I was 16, and it must have been something that was similar to, like, an Adderall, but they had got it from Mexico, and it did give me that little bit of energy, and I didn't feel, like, high and out of control, but I did feel, like, happy, and like, I was looking forward to doing
the life of the party
interview. Yes.
I can't even imagine having children and being in that circle in Hollywood.
Where they hand, they slip you
where they
drugs?
Give you Adderall-type pills at 16 years old.
That's crazy,
so that you can do your job for them.
Yeah.
Make them money.
That's sad. The whole thing is sad. It's really, really sad. So, yeah, I you know, it's just weird. Like, the boyfriend, nobody's saying who called. It's just a bummer. That's all right. Right. Okay, well, let's talk about something that makes everybody happy. And that is Travis, Kelce, and Taylor Swift.
Woo-hoo!
You know, they have a rule now.
What's the rule?
You know, because they're thousands of miles apart, never go to bed. No, they didn't do that one. But it says they keep a couple of rules about their long distance marriage. I guess they always text all day long. They have to say good morning to each other. They have to send photos, jokes, updates, occasional I miss you text. And then they have to say goodnight to each other every night.
Now, why are they so separated?
I don't understand.
They just got married. Why wouldn't she be in Kansas City? He's in Kansas City.
Yeah, listen, I don't know.
What's going on here? There's trouble in paradise.
She's a mover and a shaker, man. She's in Europe.
She's in London, yeah. Swift is currently in London while Kelce is back in Kansas City. And they're determined not to let the distance come between them. That's a lot of rules.
I think distance is good for a relationship.
I do, too.
I really do. Further the better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You can't believe how many men love me.
Yeah. 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 That's exactly it, Jamie.
They moved to Alaska. Remember that one moved to Alaska?
Yeah, everybody you've dated's moved out of state.
That one moved to Alaska.
One went to Ohio. One went to Alaska. One's out in Arizona.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
Yeah, San Diego.
I think one went to, China or somewhere.
Yeah, he went to China.
He said Beijing is nice this time of year.
Yeah,
and got the hell out of here.
They all love me because they're far away. We got long distance relationships. By the way, did you see that she already went with the I'm married bitchy hair look?
No.
She cut her hair off.
Who, Taylor did?
Yeah. Yep.
No kidding.
Yep, sure did.
Got the wife look, huh?
Well, she went with the Kate plus eight.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. How long before she's pregnant?
Oh, I think she's already knocked up.
Okay, that settles that.
Well, I mean, she's got a clock.
I say,
honestly,
I say by the end of the year.
How old is she? She's got
a she's like 36, 37.
Ooh, yeah, we gotta get going, man.
I think by the end of the year.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
I was thinking, I bet that baby's gonna be hairy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Hairy. Pasty.
Doesn't he say Harry and Pasty?
Harry and Pasty.
Oh, you know what he's going to look like?
They should name him Harry Pasty.
He'll look like Sabrina. I mean, not Sabrina. What's her name? She married. Hold on. She was dating Justin, what's his name? Help me with words. The other Justin?
I don't know.
Justin Bieber?
Yeah. What was his first girlfriend's name?
Selena Gomez.
And who did she marry?
Benny Blanco?
Yeah. So Taylor, that was a long walk. Taylor's going to have a Benny Blanco. Pale, right? He's pasty.
And he's
hairy.
Yeah.
Hairy. Dirty feet. Can you imagine that thing popped out of your vagina?
Yeah.
Damn.
No, I can't.
I'd put back.
Yeah.
All right, I'm done. I don't know what that walk was, but thanks for going along with me. There you go, tablet trash.
That report went about 30 seconds too long.
You know what? Your whole life has gone 30
seconds. About 30 seconds too.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. See, right
house
there.
Move. So house very, move. Very nice. Tuesday, going to be 92 degrees today, Jamie, with a slight chance of showers.
No, wait. I saw Dave Aguilera last night, and he said, he goes, some of them can be severe.
Okay.
Yep, that's what Dave Aguilera said.
All right,
he
said, well, I can't argue with Dave.
He said it's going to be hit and miss, hit and miss. Some of them severe. So he said, with hail.
So let's talk about your friend.
Wait, I wasn't finished with my sentence.
Oh, okay.
Some of them with hail. So therefore, what we do is we find our Sonics. Don't forget to find your Sonics today. It's a find a Sonic day. All right.
Are you sure he's talking about today?
Yes.
Because they're only giving it a 10% chance.
I promise. He said they're going to be pop-ups. Little pop-ups.
I don't know, Dave.
That's what he said. With some hail.
We'll see what happens.
That's what he said. All right. So yesterday, it was a whole thing. You know, I'm on a group chat with 10 girls, which I can't tell you how fun that is.
Yeah. Yeah. Put me on there.
Well,
I'd be a riot.
Yeah. I'm sure you would. Especially when we talk about girl stuff. You love that, don't you?
Oh, you know me.
Yeah.
I'm all in it.
Where do you get your hair extensions done?
Who, me? Over at Great Clips.
They don't do hair extensions over there. Anyway, all right. So you guys, I know a lot of you have heard about this Lifetime place, right? It's a gym. It's a whole thing. Well, I guess way down in Castle Rock, they're building a gigantic one in that, was it Crystal Valley or something? I don't know where it is. It's this gigantic Lifetime, right? And my friend, she lives down there. And she wrote in the group text, oh my God, you guys, I just joined Lifetime and it's $800 a month for my whole family.
Now, did she actually join?
Oh, yeah.
She's already signed up and ready to go, huh?
Yeah, she was part of the wait. And they're waitlisting people now.
Oh.
It's that popular.
Oh, wait a minute. So she signed up, but she's on a wait list?
But no, she signed up when it first came out. There's a wait list now.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
But she didn't realize until she got her first charge or whatever, or she got a breakdown of it, and it's $800 a month for three kids and two adults.
That's a lot.
And I was like, let me see, because I don't know what Lifetime is, right? But it's, I guess it's the lifestyle. Anyway, so I go, what are you, how do you have that kind of money with three kids to spend $800 a month on this place? And she's like, well, they have swimming pools and all this stuff. They have your kids don't play pickleball. She's like, they have water slides. They have all this stuff. I'm like, okay, whatever. $800 a month. And I'm like, you got to think of this, man, because your kid all three of them are in ski team, right? Mm-hmm. So they go up to Keystone and they're in the ski team thing or whatever. So when are you going to use it? Like, when you got to think about, when are you going to use this? Plus, her daughter's an AP student and honors, mm-hmm. right? So she's going to be piled with homework all winter.
Now, what's her husband saying? Is he all on board or what?
He doesn't know.
Well, wait a minute. He's part of the membership.
I know, but
how could he not know?
He doesn't know yet. No.
This is bizarre.
Well, because, you know, she runs the books.
Yeah.
So she signed them all up, and he's always out of town.
So he has no idea
he's been signed up for this.
Man.
No idea at all that he's been signed up for this.
They set it up so that you have to make an appointment to go through. We went through it.
Well, this
Lisa,
one's not open yet, so
Frog.
You can't go through it.
No, the one that we went to. So we looked into it, too. My wife got all fired up over it, and we went to it. And it is. It's a country club.
I haven't even got to that part yet. You guys.
I mean, it's crazy in there.
So I look at it and I text her. I go, dude, they have a full bar.
Yeah.
A full bar. And then the bar goes outside too, to the pools. And then you can rent cabanas. You know, like in Vegas.
Yep.
Right? I'm like,
It's a resort.
What
it's crazy.
Is this place? What? You shouldn't have alcohol at a fitness place.
Yeah, well.
I mean, this is insane.
With everything that they have in there, though, I mean, they try to make it a fitness / country club, from what I understand. We took the tour, and I think the one that we went to, I'm not sure all have alcohol. I don't know.
This one does.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But we looked into it, and it was just too expensive.
Well, and then then do you put on, okay, I'm trying to go through this thing. So do you put on your outfit and you have three kids there, right? And you're like, all right, you guys go swimming. I'm going to be at the bar.
A lot of my, I know a lot of people with kids that literally go there. Like they'll go to the gym during the day and on the weekends, they, instead of going to their community pool or another pool, they go to Lifetime, take the kids, and then seriously, it's mom and dad are drinking by poolside and the kids are just running amok. That's what it is.
I mean, she would love that because three kids is a lot. Yeah. They're all
it's
little.
Like, it's
well,
like
when's
a,
in high school?
It's like a mini daycare.
Wow.
Kind of.
Well, they have a daycare section.
No, I mean like for the parents. So the parents just do their own thing and the kids are just running amok everywhere at the
school. Yeah, because her youngest is like 8 years old, so he's not going to go to daycare, right?
Yeah.
So I think what you're saying is that, that her and her husband will sit there by poolside and then the kids go to the basketball courts and all that stuff.
Parents are catching a buzz and the kids are just swimming and playing.
So it just sounds like, to me, a zoo. I mean, I think if you're single or if you're you don't have children, this probably isn't the place for people to go. You know, because there's just it sounds like there, according to you, there's just kids everywhere.
Well, yeah, on the weekends, but there are a lot of I will say a lot of people that I know that are attractive, they go there. That's the place they go. So if you're single, it might be a good place for you.
I'm not going to go with a bunch of kids there. I'm not going to go with 8,000 kids.
During the week.
Just to go to a bar at a health...
No, but you can
You know what? I can have the look, right? I'll have the whole look.
Yeah.
I'll have on my leg warmers, and I'll have that sweatband on my forehead, right? And I'll go to the bar, and I'll like squirt some water on my face. Like, ooh,
that's
Pilates was hard today.
Yeah, you could fake it good there.
But see, I think, and this is just... I probably shouldn't even talk about all this, but... I think she is, I think she's getting caught up with the other girls. You know what I mean? I think because a lot of the hot moms, and she's a hot mom, I think all the hot moms are signing up to go to Lifetime, right? And because she's in that group, I think she's just getting caught up in the whole like, well, I, you know, all these other girls, they're all signing up. Haley and Bailey and all those girls are all signing up.
Again, I think it is. I think it's a lot of that. I think it's like a club. It's like a country club. Country clubs are that way. You know, if so-and-so joined, oh, we should join. We should join because they go, you know? And I think that's what it's all about. It's a massive place. And man, are they crowded.
So why didn't you guys
really
end up?
Crowded.
Is it? So that's the, what he was talking about,
very
right?
Very crowded.
Yeah.
Like all these kids and everything. So you're telling me single people go there even though they know that there's 1,000 kids running around?
Well, a lot of the single people go there just to work out. But, I mean, I do know a couple that go on the weekends for the pool, for the great amenities, and they just hang out, they drink, they just cat, like, just talk to people.
The one we went to, there's a kids section. The kids aren't allowed to run around.
Oh, well, I mean...
There's a complete section by itself for different age children, and they go to that area.
Well, then even more reason to
so they go.
Right,
to
it's a daycare. It's a daycare,
so
basically,
they go to those
built
pens?
Inside.
Huh? They go in their age-appropriate pen?
Yeah. And it does look like a pen, Jamie. Actually,
I believe
it does.
You. I believe
and they
you.
Got their own basketball court in there, and they've got other games and different things, tetherball and all that inside that area, and that's where the kids stay.
It just... Yeah. I mean, to me, it just... I don't know. Maybe I'm just... And listen, I'm all for all of you and your fitness and all that. But what happened to $99 a month?
We didn't do it.
Remember when they used to have the $99?
Not even. My gym is $24.
It's
bucks
24
a month,
bucks.
And I can
yeah.
go to every single one.
Where do you go?
Vasa.
Vasa. Yeah. It's $24.
$24, and you I can go to all the Vasas around.
You can get all day long for $30.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But they don't have a bar and a pool.
We didn't do it. So. We didn't do it because of the price. We didn't do it because A, I'm not going to use it. Why do I need a family membership paying, you know, $500 a month?
Right.
I'm not going to use it, so.
That's what I told her, and because they're on ski team and stuff, I'm like, when are you going to go? Like, you have three kids that are involved in 80 different activities, right? When are you actually going to go? So then we did November. I said, okay, so there's 9 altogether. We have Saturday and Sunday. There's 9 of them in November. So if you go every single Saturday and Sunday in November, it's $33, which is a pretty good deal for three kids
it
entertainment.
Is.
But you have to go every single Saturday and Sunday in November.
Yeah, that would be tough to do. Stick to that schedule. You know what I mean?
Right? We just went, Mom.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
I will say, though, and I think you touched on this, Jamie. If you're a single person, it's a great place for you if you can afford it, okay? If you can afford it, want to pay
it,
then it would be a great place for you because they have everything. They have all the amenities that you want.
But
they got the pool, the bar, got everything.
But you lose me at 8,000 kids. Like, I don't want to be in a pool with 8,000 kids.
But they're not in there.
Oh, there's an adult pool?
It's separated. It's all separated. Okay. All right. The kids have their section and adults have theirs.
In swimming?
Well, in the pool area, there were no kids.
Maybe they got them out because they're like, we're doing a tour. Get out, kids.
I didn't do the tour thing.
But, you know how they stage everything, right? You know, for a tour? That's like, exactly everybody right. Get out of the pool. We got some suckers on the line.
Yeah. But they built the place. I mean, they're beautiful on the inside.
Are beautiful,
they're unbelievable.
Well, I guess
they?
Hers down there isn't even open yet. Yeah. Right? It opens in like November.
You
got to
figure that one down there is going to be really fancy. Right? Right?
Yeah. It's like,
well, they jack it up to $800 a month, right?
$800. I mean, I was like, I don't know. Like,
I'm too cheap to ever go there.
Well,
just to go to the gym.
I would just put the $800 in a high-quality mutual fund.
Yeah, I'm with Jamie.
You know?
I don't think $800 is a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. And you guys are telling me to go to, like, pick up. I'm not going to go there to pick up. There's families. I'm going to be in my hooker wear while there's families.
And there's nothing worse for me than to be obligated.
Oh, yeah.
Obligated to go for it to pay for itself.
Yeah.
That's tough pressure, man.
It is.
It is.
I know what you're saying.
I don't like that. Like when you get a personal trainer.
Yeah.
Then you've got that obligation. I don't like that feeling.
Yeah.
Because I'm the kind of guy that wants to cancel.
Although, somebody said it's just like Jellystone, BJ.
No, we have bears.
Right, that's a great outdoors.
We have bears
jelly.
Yeah, right? We have the Jellystone of great outdoor.
I don't know.
You kidding?
I mean, you know, I think it sounds like it's this Lifetime place. It sounds very clicky. You know, like, oh my God, all the people from Valor have to go there.
I don't know.
You know? I mean, I know you're a dude, but I think,
it.
I know. But I think with the girl world, that's why your wife wanted to go so bad, right? Because like, oh my God, all the Catholic moms are going.
Well, same with your friend. Everyone's going that she knows, and she's got the FOMO because she's like, well, I'm just going to be left out of everything because they're going to all be hanging out a Lifetime.
Right, because like, what if they're all at the pool having cocktails
or
whatever, and she's over here?
Like, you should come over. Oh, I don't have a membership.
No.
The pool is massive too.
Oh yeah.
It's like a Vegas resort.
Can you imagine how many kids pee in that?
No.
Oh my
I can't.
God, it's so crazy.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Sorry.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Can you tell which one's Justin and which one's me?
No.
Sorry.
What is wrong with you?
Your buddy Jeannie Buss, she says, hey, whoa, not so fast, family.
I knew that would happen.
Did you really?
Yeah, because there's she wants to be part of the team still.
Jamie White is good friend. Well, she used to be until I ruined it, okay? Yeah. She used to be great friends with Jeannie Buss. She was the owner of the L.A. Lakers, then part owner. Then she's got this 17% of the team, and now the team's been bought by this Iger guy and some other dude and blah, blah, blah. And the family, her sisters, siblings, right?
Her siblings.
They want to sell it. They said, hey, Lakers are for sale. Go ahead and take them. Go ahead. She stepped in yesterday and said, whoa, not so fast.
Yeah, it's so sad what money does to families. I mean, I know we're talking billions, but like the whole thing is like, you know, like with the brothers and everything, they all had a falling out. And like even one brother had allegedly a substance abuse problem, maybe. And then to find out you have a secret sister you didn't even know about. That's
secret sister?
Didn't I tell you about that?
No.
I didn't?
Janie?
No, not
Janie's
her.
A real sister.
She's a real sister.
Who's the secret?
So Jerry Buss, right?
Yeah,
and
Jerry.
His wife, when Jerry was going through his doctrine school or whatever, he's getting his doctors. He and his wife got pregnant, right? Well, she did. And he said he was too busy for it.
Mm-hmm.
So they gave up that child. They weren't wealthy yet, right? But he was becoming Dr. Jerry Buss. And so they gave up that child for adoption. And he never told the other five kids.
Oh, secret kid.
So they just found her like 2 years ago.
No kidding. No, did she get part of the fortune?
But listen, Jeannie's 60. Can you imagine that you don't know you have this sister for 60 years?
Yeah.
That is insane to me.
I can imagine.
Oh, my God.
I've got three siblings. I found out at 35.
Yeah, well, she's 60, so she wins. Anyway, 60, and you're a bus. And you know what the girl wrote? She wrote a book called Missing the Bus.
Missing the Bus.
Yes.
Aww. The long lost sister.
Yeah, because she's not entitled.
It's a good title.
She's not entitled to any of the money.
Yeah, I don't know what she's got to say in the book, but that's a good title for it.
Yeah, you know? I mean, they found each other. She found him, but
so it comes down to this: the Lakers. I guess Jeannie is going to stop the sale of her portion, right, or the family stake in it.
Yeah,
so we'll see what happens.
She has a weird title. She's like the she has a title.
She's like a governor.
Yeah, that's,
they call her the governor.
Yeah, so she has a title, and that's her identity. And I'm with her on it, by the way. It's literally her identity. I mean, she has like I think she has a female wrestling team or something like that. But this is who she is.
I agree with you.
You know, she's a Laker.
When it was mentioned yesterday, when you said, hey, there's some breaking news here that the Lakers portion or the Jeannie Buss portion of the Lakers is being sold to these guys who are buying it, she's out of the business. I thought, wow, that's kind of weird. Because you just think of the buses all the time when you think of the Lakers, right?
I think one of the weirdest stories about being her friend, I mean, obviously we got to go, you know, down in the tunnel, and there's this whole like secret area and like food and all this stuff that, you know, nobody knows about. But the one day we're down there, right? And she used to be kind of a party girl until she met Phil Jackson, and then she doesn't drink anymore or anything, right?
Yeah.
When her and Phil were together. But one day we're down there and we're having cocktails, and she's like, "You're not gonna believe this." I'm like, "What's wrong?" She's like, "My dad just adopted a kid." He didn't even tell the rest of the kids. He just adopted this kid. I mean,
Jerry.
It's just such a bizarre like life that they all lived. Right?
Jerry living on the edge.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
Crazy. Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. That's the update. I guess she's going to contest this thing. All right. I want to play you a piece of audio here. This is a guy who met a woman online, as a lot of people do, and she's long distance. He pays for her airline ticket to come to see him.
Okay.
She's pretty hot. And so he goes to the airport to pick her up, right?
So they just meet online, right?
Uh-huh.
And
they
have they talked?
They talk online, okay. Back and forth, phone calls, things like that, right? And he knows that she has children.
Okay.
He knows that, but he wants to fly her out to see him, you know.
So one-on-one time.
She shows up with three kids.
Oof.
And they're all under 6 years old.
Oh, okay.
She's got
Surprise!
Three kids at the airport, whether when she shows up to get into his Tesla, and he's not having it.
Well, he has to
get your butt back on that airplane and go home.
Doesn't he have to get like booster seats and stuff?
You would think. I think you're right,
this is
Jamie.
Really weird.
All right, listen.
Hey, how you doing? What's going
on? I'm good.
You look real good.
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I got to go back and get my three kids, though.
You got to go what?
I need to bring the back.
You got to do what? Excuse me?
What you mean what I mean? I got to go back and get my three kids.
Your three kids? Whoa, yeah. I'm on spell. You three kids?
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Three kids. Hey, Sean, hold on. Wait a minute. You got to go back to Texas, baby. You gotta go back to Texas.
Why I gotta go back to Texas? And three kids. Out here.
Oh no, you ain't not no three kids now.
You tripping?
Oh, no.
Can you open the trunk?
Oh no! Can you?
What's wrong with me getting my three kids?
You gonna have to leave the kids. You gonna have to leave the kids, baby.
So what you want me to do with my kids? Just leave them at the airport?
You can put that stuff in there, like I said. But I ain't taking care of no kids, baby. I'm sorry. I flew you out.
I can't leave my kids here.
You gonna have to leave
so
your kids.
So you gonna buy me another ticket to get back home or what?
Oh no!
So what's wrong with me
bringing
my kids?
The video is great.
Who's videotaping this?
He's videotaping it. You don't see him.
Oh, okay.
He's taping her as she comes out of the airport with her luggage. And he likes the way she looks until she mentions the three kids are still inside the airport.
That's really bizarre. I mean, they didn't figure this out about car seats and stuff? That's a weird story.
I think she wanted to surprise him just a little bit with the children, you know?
I bet, you know, some of this stuff, I don't...
Vacation.
I mean, it might be real. Do you feel like it's real?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'll tell you what, because last night was the season finale of McBee Dynasty, which I know you don't follow, but it's on Bravo, right?
Yeah.
It's all those people that own that farm, right? And the dad went to prison for insurance fraud,
yeah,
all that stuff. Well, they have all these car washes in Kansas City. They're like $30 million in debt, all this stuff. Well, last night they say, we're going to sell all the car washes. And then the chick that runs the car washes, she got a tire iron and she just busted out all the windows of their boys' trucks. But everybody was pointing out, if you bust out the window of a car, all that glass goes inside, but when they shot the video or whatever, they showed all the glass on the outside.
Uh-huh.
And so everybody's now saying this was all a setup just for reality TV. I mean, well, people are just so livid. Like, she went and busted out all their windows. Some people are shocked, but all that glass is on the outside of the truck.
Anytime it's a reality TV show, it probably staged. 90% of the
time. But you can't believe how many people are like shocked. Like, oh my God, I can't believe the Galena did that. Yeah. Oh, this is nuts. And then I'm watching it last night going, this just seems so, it was like to me a little fishy, right?
Yeah. Like, a lot of people do get tricked.
No, they were,
like, I
too.
Mean, they just fall hook, line, and sinker all the time.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, you should see social media about this final episode. Even Daily Mail went off on it. It's like, wow. Oh, my God, shocking ending to McBee Dynasty. I'm like, the glass is on the ground. you know, it was all for the, because apparently they're done with this season, right? Yeah. They're like done. And so this is the dramatic thing. All right, so what you're going to do is take a crowbar and you're going to go knock out the glass in the trucks. I don't know. I was so let down. Just so disappointed.
Hey, Carson, can you post this video?
Yeah.
Yeah, just grab the video from the X site.
It is kind of weird with this video because why would you leave your kids inside the airport? Why are you outside without your kids?
There's just a lot.
They're right there at the door.
But I'm also seeing a video of him. So who's shooting that video where he has her luggage?
I mean, that's a good point, too, at the end.
Right. Yeah, at the end, he has her luggage, and he's being, video's being shot of him with her luggage. Who's shooting that? There's something not right with this video.
I think AI, we're always something. Guessing every video that we see,
just
right?
Just fishy.
Take a look at the video. It's going to be on our Facebook page. BJ Jamie Morning Show, Tabloid Trash. Yeah, we'll get to it. It's coming up next. Stand by.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I said Jeannie is 60, not Jamie. Jeannie.
Jeannie.
Give me those few years, friends. Give me those few years. Come on.
You know, there was a picture of her yesterday. She looks great.
Yeah, she really does. She is, especially since a long time ago. You know, Phil Jackson is like that, the Kemosabe of like Zen, right? And so he really, like, when they started, he basically told her, like, this is who I am. I don't drink. I don't do all that stuff. I'm about Zen and peace. And so they'd always go to that place. I forgot what it is, but it's like, wiki. They meditated, all that stuff.
That wellness stuff, right?
It's all about wellness.
Yeah, she looks really good.
Yeah, she does. She looks great. All right. Anyway, like we said, I was talking about these fake reality shows, fake videos. Oh, my God, you guys. How many of you can't stand the fake videos where the guy, it drives me crazy. Shh. And his wife is on a raft, right? Like, oh, be quiet. And then all of a sudden he dumps something on her, like spaghetti or whatever. It's like, okay. She's fake sleeping and you can see her eyes kind of twitching.
Or the ones where they're coming through the doorway.
What do you mean?
And somebody walks through the doorway and something falls on them. You know?
Oh, that couple.
Yeah.
That couple, I don't get that. Why do they clean that stuff up every day?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Have you
it's
seen that,
mess.
Carson?
It's
do you know who
mess.
I'm talking about?
Yeah, so it's balloons filled with that white
stuff. Filled with white crap, yeah.
And it's like they do these elaborate, I mean, they must be making some serious
They have to be making so much money. Like one day she was in the refrigerator. He's a cop, right?
Yep.
And so, and I always think like, why isn't he like freaked out that it sounds like a gunshot when they shoot the balloon off the ceiling, you know? And one time she's in the refrigerator. She cleaned all that crap out of the refrigerator and he opened the refrigerator and they always have the video, the cameras set up in their whole house.
Yeah.
At first I liked it. I thought it was pretty funny, but now they look for each other now and they tried to bring in their daughter, but just to change it up a little bit. But all I can think of is that mess. Every time.
And I'm starting to think that they might have a place, because they're making so much money on it with the views, right? They might have a place that they just rent out to use to shoot these things.
Who knows?
You know what I'm saying? It could all be staged.
Yeah.
They have a cleanup crew that takes care of it after they're done with their stunt. Who knows?
Somebody just texted us. By the way, we have a live text. Hold on. It's 303-222-5423, and we read them on the air. I know how this feels. OMG, she says. I'm freaking out right now, you guys. Oh my God. It's CSU move-in week, and I'm bringing my freshman to college for the first time. Who else is freaking out? A lot of people are freaking out.
A lot of people.
My friend Kylie is not having a good time, you guys. her son is going to San Diego. And she's
that's even rougher.
She's having a bad time.
That's tough. Yeah, yeah.
All that stuff. So we're going to pray for you, Mama.
Going out of state.
You got this. CSU. Have you guys seen, speaking of which, I don't know which college it is or whatever, but there's a dorm consultant. And you hire this woman. She's a designer.
Yeah.
And I think it's in Texas. And you bring her in and you pay her $100,000. And she will design and customize your dorm for you.
$100,000?
She buys all this stuff. She it's viral. It's gone viral. And I mean, these rooms are all pink. They make me want to throw. It's like a Pepto-Bismol room. And everything's like doilies and pink and all this stuff. But you know, the Kansas City Chiefs daughter, she did the same thing.
Yeah.
I think last year we were talking about her dorm. Her dorm was balls.
Yeah.
And they had a designer come in too. I mean, we did IKEA.
I'm surprised the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, that their daughter even lives in a dorm.
I was too, actually.
You know, I mean, why wouldn't she have like a townhouse?
Because your freshman year, you can't. So no matter who you are. So remember, and her house, her dorm was.
Why can't you your freshman year?
They don't allow you. Yeah. You have to live on campus.
Yeah.
What about if you commute?
Yeah, but I'm sure if you commute, like if you're local, then that's fine. But I know, like for out of state,
you have to live it on.
Yeah, if you're out of state,
you have to live on campus.
Even being part of the hockey team, like we had to live in freshman dorms with other people than the hockey players, so that we got to know our community, got to meet some friends and stuff like that.
Right.
It's always been a thing. Yeah, I don't know why, but it is. And then they don't let them have a car either. No cars. No cars. Live in the dorm. Good luck, kids. Anyway, what was it? Oh yeah, so going back to the McBee Dynasty finale, I would love to know if you guys, I'll put it on Jamie's Bravo Bunch, but if you thought it was staged or if you thought it was real, we'll go to Jamie's Bravo Bunch and we'll discuss it there, because I don't know, it was a little cheese ball to me. Kid Rock calls out Zach Bryan and he says he's douchey. Zach Bryan's douchey? No. Did you guys see this? They came out with the 10 biggest douchebags in country music. Jason Aldean, we knew that, right? Let's see here. Morgan Wallen, Blake Shelton. Who's Gavin Adcock? Do you know him?
No, I don't.
I've never heard of him. And Zach Bryan and Kid Rock. Those came out to be the 10 biggest douchebags in country music.
That's pretty much everybody.
Well, I love Blake Shelton. I don't feel like he's douchey.
Yeah, that's kind of weird to me. Especially since he's ahead of Zach Bryan and Kid Rock.
Right? He seems like lovable, in my opinion. But that's just me. All right. Everybody's talking about Hayden Panettiere, right? And the whole thing. They found Narcan by her body, unfortunately. They aren't saying who called 911.
What was going on with the boyfriend? That's the big question. Right? Was he in the place? Did he give her the Narcan? Did he give her drugs? Was he there when she OD'd? Did he call 911? There's a lot of questions about that dude.
Yeah, so the whole thing is just awful. She was complaining about back pain for like the last couple of months, so I don't know if she got painkillers for it too, and she mixed it with alcohol. But this guy, this bad guy, she's been in a toxic relationship with him in and out, and he's been to jail like 5 different times and served time for it. At one point, she talks about how he was really, really drunk, and he looked at her and he said, "You have 10 seconds to run." Like, just evil.
Yeah.
And she's still with him. She was with him on that night, you know, the night before she passed away. So I don't know. I feel like we're going to find out that she probably pill shopped. She did talk about how when she was 16 years old, she started popping pills. Here's number one.
It was somebody who was on my team, came to me, and it was before this red carpet, and I'd been doing Heroes, and we did press all the time. And I was a little low energy, and it was, here, take one of these. It's a happy pill. It'll give you energy. So I didn't think of it at the time as like a bad thing or a drug.
How old were you?
I was 16, and it must have been something that was similar to like an Adderall, but they got it from Mexico, and it did give me that little bit of energy, and I didn't feel like high and out of control, but I did feel like happy, and like I was looking forward to doing
the life of the party
interview. Yes.
Yeah, so that's pretty sad. They're just like shoving pills in a 16-year-old's mouth.
No kidding.
Got to be more upbeat. You got to be happier.
That's Hollywood.
Poor thing. Somebody said, Jamie, you were wrong. It wasn't Texas who hired the decorators. It was the girls at Ole Miss that hired these $100,000 decorators to come in and dorm rooms, you guys.
Yes.
But they, by the way, those frat girls, they do a good dance at the beginning. Did you see the Ole Miss one?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that one. Yeah, I saw Alabama. They're everywhere.
They're solid.
They're
solid.
Everywhere.
They're solid dancers.
CU's pretty good.
Is that pretty good?
The CU stuff's pretty good, too.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Well, hey, Jamie, I forgot to ask you something.
Yes.
How's that Ratatouille thing going? The Ratatouille?
Are you on that, aren't you? Why do you keep saying I'm on it? I'm not on it.
Is it working?
I'm not on Ratatouille, whatever it's called. I'm not on it.
I thought it was you.
Nope. I'm not on it.
Maybe it's somebody else I'm thinking of.
I don't know why you keep saying that. It's like, I want to smack
you. Oh, I've asked you before?
Yeah, like every day. I keep telling you I'm not on it. It's weird. Okay. How's your ED medicine? Thanks, Carson. Couldn't even hear you because he turned off your mic because you were laughing.
No, I didn't turn it off. I just didn't turn it on.
Oh, man. I'm glad you didn't hear that laugh, but if you could hear it from the studio.
I know. It was that loud.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Need a refill, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. Got to run by King Super.
I don't know what
Hey, did you see where that caretaker stole all that jewelry from that family down in Castle Rock?
What a sad story, right?
You're a caretaker.
Yeah.
You're taking care of this kid that's, you
know. Nonverbal.
Yeah. And here you are. You're stealing a ring. She stole a ring worth $98,000.
Did you see that ring? That's a good ring.
Woo!
Yeah.
Man. That's a nice one.
Don't you know as a caretaker these days that there's cameras everywhere, first of all? Like, you know, obviously not in the bathrooms, stuff like that. But if you have people in your homes these days watching your own kids, you tell, like, your nanny or whatever, hey, guess what? We have cameras in here.
Yeah, I think people know there's cameras, but they try to sneak around the cameras.
Maybe that's
You know, you, like, turn your back
Wait,
to the
show
camera,
me again. Show me,
like this right here, and stuff it in your pants and kind of walk off. You walk off, and you think the camera, they couldn't have picked that up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, in your pants.
Here's the story.
This caretaker had been hired by a family in Castle Rock and had been working for them for 5 years. She was taking care of their adult, nonverbal, quadriplegic son. The diamond ring the family says went missing in January 2024. The DA said it's worth $98,000. The arrest affidavit described it as a 4.1 carat diamond encrusted solitaire ring. A wedding band was also missing from that home in Castle Rock, but the band was later found in a vacuum cleaner. The DA said the caretaker also pawned her employee's Rolex watch and other pieces of jewelry. The total value of the stolen items was $110,000. The DA said today that caretaker had stored that nearly $100,000 wedding ring in the trunk of her car. DA also saying that caretaker, Elsa Gabby Montejo Fuentes, will spend 90 days in prison.
Look, she put it in her pants first and then took it to the car.
The trunk? Okay.
Don't you understand how thieves work, Jamie? Why?
I didn't know you put things in your pants. Like a ring. Wouldn't it fall through your leg?
Well.
Oh, not with you.
You got really tight underwear, you know? They'll stay in there.
Okay.
Hey, right. Was it you or no, somebody told me a story about losing a ring once, filed with the homeowners.
It was me.
But then found it.
Yeah, it was me.
Was that you?
It wasn't me. It was a friend of mine.
But you had a story.
Yeah. So my friend, she had a gorgeous ring.
Because you can't put it under the homeowners, right?
Yes, but you have to itemize it. You have to itemize every piece of jewelry. Anyway, so she had put it in the ring cleaner, you know, that pink crap.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day. So she put it in the ring cleaner or whatever, but she forgot she put it in the ring cleaner because, you know, she has alcohol. so she forgets stuff.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I know what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to put my ring in the ring cleaner.
She's probably drinking some of that ring cleaner.
She might be, because it's alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It had that little weird wire brush with the little pink thing on the end.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she put it there, and then all of a sudden, she can't find it. She can't find it anywhere. She can't, where in the heck is the ring? So they filed their claim. She got the $25,000 for the ring, right?
Yeah.
And paid it off because it was itemized. And about, I don't know, 4 years later, she found the ring in the cleaner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what do you do with that?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you go back? Nah, you just let that one ride.
Yeah, but you can't. But okay, here's what she did.
Because you can't go back and, well, I guess you
here's
could.
What, well, you could. You could pay the $25,000
yeah,
back.
You could pay it back.
But here's what she did is she kept the $25,000, but she never wore that ring out. I was like,
just keep it hidden.
Like, it's the same thing, but she would never, if she, you know, even if she did take it to a, whatever you call it, one of those places, she wouldn't get the $25,000.
Yeah.
I mean, the insurance paid the real, you know, appraisal value.
Yeah.
So she's never wore it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know
man.
Where
that's,
that woman is today, by the way. That's so funny. I was in Kansas City when that happened. I have no idea where, well, I don't even remember her name.
That's a dilemma, though. What do you
and
do?
What do you, okay, so I that's mean, a good
say,
question.
Let's say it's 2 years down the road.
Well, she found it four.
No.
Four?
Four.
Yeah.
If 4 years down the road, I don't think you go back to the insurance company. I don't think you do.
I don't know.
But besides, who knows where the $25,000 is?
Well,
4 years.
But it's insurance fraud at this point. If you, if you're caught out, this is what happened to you.
There's no statute of limitations?
No. No, it's fraud. If you find it and you don't give back the money, it's fraud.
What if it were 10 years down?
It's still fraud. I don't even know if you pass it on to your children. If they come after you, I wonder if that
you
even
think
happens.
They could get busted?
I don't know. I mean, no matter what, it's insurance fraud. I don't know how that goes. I don't think they get busted. I think they're like, hey, give us the ring. Hmm. You know, we paid out for that ring.
We lost a $12,000 ring once and eventually found it. But man, I got to tell you, that period that it was gone, it was just everywhere you went in the house. Well, first, we thought somebody had stolen it. We thought that a house cleaner had stolen
you
it.
You always point to them first, don't you? Those
you
poor
do.
People.
You do.
And you know, so many of them are honest. They're but you're so, like, oh, I know they did it.
Jamie, we wrongly accused. Now, we never accused her to her face, okay? But between us, we kept saying, had to be her.
Yeah.
Had to be her. Nobody else has been here. Had to be her. Kept saying it over and over again. Then found the ring like 6 months later.
And you feel bad, don't you?
Yeah, you feel
like, you're
like
a
little
sorry,
rotten
sorry,
snot
sorry,
there.
Sorry, did that. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know where she is today, but I think you... So what was the Real Housewife? There was a Real Housewife, and she didn't have any money, and they faked a break-in. And this is an idiot woman. She's an attorney. Which one was it? Real Housewives of New Jersey, maybe? And they faked a break-in and because they were upside down in money. And they turned in all these rings. And the idiot wore it back on television. After
dummy.
She turned it in, she wore it on TV.
Was it Wendy?
Yes. How did you know?
I looked it up.
Oh.
I was so, Wendy Oso?
Oh, my God. I was so impressed with you for that. I was like, wait, you watch Bravo?
What show was it on?
It was Real Housewives of Potomac.
Okay.
Yeah. I was so impressed with him.
Yeah.
I was all excited. I was like, oh, my God, you're one of my girlfriends.
Can you imagine, though, you're a caretaker and you're taking, you know, you're stealing jewelry from a family that you're
that
caring
lower
for their
than
kid?
Low, don't you think?
It's just really some bad karma.
Although I will tell you that I had a girlfriend that was married to a cop and he might have stolen some money off of a body.
Oh, boy.
But he doesn't live here.
Well, and it's a body. I mean, what are they going to do?
They're not going to spend
they're
it.
Yeah,
they
it.
Can't use it. So,
I mean,
okay,
he,
that
he
makes
was,
sense.
He was fired. Yeah.
BJ, JB Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Going to be 92 degrees today. Slight chance of showers. Not much.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I could have sworn.
What?
It was you that was on that Red or True Tide.
Will you stop?
I could have sworn it was you.
No, I'm not on it.
You're not thinking, no.
The ratatouille?
Yeah, nope, ratatouille shot.
I am
shot.
Not taking ratatouille. And as God is my witness, it is not in my system.
Oh, I've been meaning to ask you about it.
Look at me.
Hadn't got it around to it.
It is not in my system.
Yeah, you look...
As God as my witness, it is not in my
system. I wouldn't know if it was.
Well, I'm telling you, if I'm talking to God, it's not in my system. Duh. So, there.
So, you've heard of that NFL supercomputer?
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
Is that where the two animals, you pick like, you pick the Chiefs and you pick the Broncos and then the two rhinoceroses come out and whichever one they eat the food?
I'm not sure about the food stuff, the rhinoceroses.
Remember, they do that for the Super Bowl. They always bring out like a rhinoceros and if he eats the Chief's bowl or whatever. Yeah.
I saw them with buckets at the bottom of the stairs and they bounce a ball.
Whichever
bucket it goes in, all that
things.
Stuff, right?
Yeah.
No. The NFL has what they call a supercomputer. It's like Opta or something like that, OPTA, but it's a supercomputer. And they use it every year to try to determine kind of what the season is going to unfold, how it's going to unfold, and who's going to win the Super Bowl.
It's the great predictor.
The great predictor.
Okay.
The greatest predictor of all, Jamie. The NFL. First of all, the NFL supercomputer says that the LA Rams are going to be world champions.
Okay.
LA Rams. Okay. The big supercomputer there for the NFL also said that the Denver Broncos will struggle to make the playoffs.
Because you know why?
Why? The ankle. The ankle. And I was looking so forward to the season. Now it's just all
you guys,
shot to hell.
I know I say this too much, but you got to...
You might be onto something.
You got to understand there's... you don't go and clean up a surgery. You do a surgery, they mend, you go to PT, and you call it a day, and everything's great. You don't go back in and open it up and... quote unquote, clean it out.
I got a feeling the supercomputer printed out a picture of an ankle.
You've had a lot of surgery. Have they ever said, hey, you need to come back in? We need to open that back up and clean it out.
No, they've never said. They said, I need to clean up.
Right. But I mean,
they said, hey, buddy, you're dirty. You need to clean up. Okay. But they've never said my.
But I mean, right. Carson, have you ever had surgery?
Never.
I haven't either.
No.
I've never been put under for anything.
Yeah. I've had it. And no, there's no cleanup.
There's
Jamie.
No cleanup. No. Right? I mean, there's later...
there's a follow-up, but there's no cleanup.
The only thing I've ever heard of is, like, later on in life, maybe there's scar tissue that develops, right? And they clean that up. But but that's years down the road after a surgery. It's not like you go clean it up. Wasn't it, like, just a month or something after he had the surgery?
Yeah, it seemed that way. A couple of weeks. Something like that.
He's going to be out there in a walking boot.
Well, the supercomputer says it will struggle to make the playoffs, and yes, it printed out a picture of an ankle. So,
and did you see that
done.
He is?
We're done.
He's playing like the next two games.
Yeah, he's going to play this week for sure,
and the next one too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they said that he's going to play both. We don't know how much time in each game. They said, but he is going to play both.
All right. Well, cover up that ankle.
Oh my God, I'm worried about it. Nobody else is. Nobody else thinks about this. Like I'm obsessed with his ankle. I really am.
You know, I got a feeling that they're going to have a big crowd on Saturday, though. Oh, no, Friday night. It's Friday night for the game because you got the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a thing.
Green Bay. You know, even though it's scrubs.
No, I can't believe how many Packer fans are here in Colorado.
A ton.
Oh, my God. They have their own bars everywhere.
Yep.
Like it seems like in every town.
Yeah. Broncos and Packers. I think it's 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock Friday night.
Isn't like something about a fudge Packer?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, there used to be like a funny joke, like something about a fudge Packer.
Can you look that up, Carson?
Yeah.
Just Google that if you don't mind.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We are free because you wouldn't pay for it. Get it and listen to the podcast after 10 o'clock. I got three words I'd like to say to you and see if you know what I'm talking about.
Three words. Okay. Yeah, let's go.
Just a little game.
I love
just
games.
A little game.
I love games. I love trivia. Go ahead.
Twist, lick, vote.
Twist, lick, vote.
Yeah.
Twist, lick, vote. Yeah, I got
twist,
nothing.
Lick. Well, it's Oreo's new campaign. They're coming out with three new flavors.
Okay.
So they want you to twist. They want you to lick.
Yeah.
And then they want you to go vote if you like the three flavors or not.
Can I just tell you something? Today you're having an off day.
What do you mean I'm having an off day?
I don't know, you're just kind of creeping me out today.
Well, twist, lick, and vote?
No, like
creeps
even,
you out?
No, just even, I don't know, it's a thing. You just, your beautiful wife just called you, right?
Yeah.
And here's how it went, you guys, just behind the scenes. Because I could hear her say, what are you doing? I'm just eating pork rinds.
And yeah, another one.
I'm just like, oh my God, she
there's a truckload of pork rinds in the kitchen, folks.
He's just barbecued. Talking to her with while he's crunching a pork rind, and she's like, isn't it a little early for pork rinds? No, I was hungry. No.
And she called for the sweetest reason, to wish me a happy anniversary.
Oh, wait, it's your anniversary today?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
BJ, did you forget?
I like to celebrate with pork rinds.
Wait, did you remember? Oh, you have.
Yes, I remember. Hello?
Wait, BJ, did you forget your anniversary? Tell the truth.
Jamie, let me swallow my pork rinds.
You need some water or something.
No, Jamie, I did not forget. I just wanted her to be awake before I call her and wish her a happy anniversary.
Oh, my God. Is that why she called, to wish you a happy anniversary?
Yeah, that was very sweet of her.
You know, in marriages, this is a competition, right? Like, who remembered?
Yeah, no.
Right? It's like a whole thing.
Who says
oh,
it
I
first?
Remembered. Yeah, I remembered. See, I was up at 4:30 this morning. I remembered.
Wait, what'd you do at 4:30?
I came to work.
Oh my.
BJ Harris, you did not remember your. Don't have another one. I'm talking to you. That will look. No, don't.
Oh, dude.
No. What is that?
Pork rind.
That's still.
That's my pork rind.
Weird. I don't need to hear you chomping.
Yeah,
on
nobody
that
needs
thing
to hear that. Put it down. Put it down. Put away the food, fat boy.
God, I feel like I'm at home.
Now listen to me.
What?
Listen. Did what? You forget? Tell the truth. Why are you looking at the clock?
I'm not. I'm looking at my bag. Sitting over here on the counter. Just making sure I brought it.
Did you forget and she beat you to it?
Did you know they have barbecue pork rinds?
Shame!
I didn't even know they had barbecue.
How long have you guys been married?
I didn't even know barbecue.
How long have you been married? Oh, my God.
Oh, come on.
9 years.
Nine? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you did nothing?
Maybe 10.
Oh, BJ!
9.
Is it 9?
9.
Are you sure?
No.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'd say I've been just a bit off this week.
Just hold up for 1 second.
A little bit off this week. Jamie and I are talking off air.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. Okay. Here we go. Let me just talk to you guys about what I mentioned about BJ and he is off, and I don't know if it's just today, because yesterday he was off as well.
Yeah.
His rocker, he is freaking off his rocker.
Well, it wasn't my fault. Let me explain what happened, okay?
All right.
Or do you want to explain?
No, I think it's your story to tell.
My son went back to school yesterday, first day of school. It's a half day, gets out at 11:30. I am to go pick him up in the car light is what I'm was told, right?
Carline, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm headed out to school yesterday to pick him up, first day of school, all excited. But I was telling Jamie, I dread the car line, because the car lines can be a pain in the butt. And you pointed
especially
out,
especially with the newbies.
Newbies.
The newbies, because they don't know which way they're going. It's a whole thing, right?
Yeah, they'll tie up everything. Yeah.
They'll get it, but the first couple days are really painful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was dreading that yesterday. Well, yesterday, I wore to work a t-shirt. And the t-shirt's a good buddy, you know, owns a place called Shoot Indoors, a gun range place, indoors, right? And so I had a t-shirt on that said Shoot Indoors, Colorado on it, all right? Well, when we got off the air yesterday, my wife called me and said, hey, don't forget, you've got to go get Frog and you got to go into his class. I didn't even think about the shirt. Didn't even dawn on me. So I go to the school yesterday.
It's visit class day, okay? So it's parents come in when they pick up their kids and they meet the teacher. They look at their pretty room, how they have it decorated.
The
and
desk.
By the way, not only is it like, you know, a school and it's what grade is he in?
Third
grade, but it's also a Catholic school.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my buddy BJ went into his classroom with a shoot indoors shirt on.
Dude.
Who does that? Who doesn't know? Wow, this isn't okay.
It said shoot indoors, Colorado.
Oh, like that makes sense.
State of Colorado.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's underneath it.
I cannot believe you wore that. I know I said it earlier, but
I didn't realize it.
When did you realize it?
When I left the school.
Oh my God.
Well, no, I realized it when that lady pointed at me.
You just cannot ever wear that shirt. Like, I can't.
I can't even imagine the judgment.
Well, and think about it. Like, for me, at least, I know I'd be very, very aware of what I have on for the first day of school if I have to go into my kid's classroom, right? Like, I would be like, oh, okay, is this appropriate? But I can't even explain how bad this is. I can't.
And I hate dragging you and Carson into it, but a couple of teachers said, hey, BJ.
Yeah.
BJ, great. How's it going?
Yeah.
So whatever they think of me, they think of you too.
No, I don't think they do. I don't think that's true at all. Never. I would, because guess what I wouldn't wear? That. Ever.
Look, is it really my fault though when I come to work?
I don't think you understand how bad this is. Like, in all honesty, I know we're like, but I don't think you understand. This is not okay.
I came to work.
This isn't funny. This is like, everything's bad. Everything is bad about this. Sorry to take the fun away.
Look, I came to work. Oh. I had a shirt on, okay?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that I had to go inside the school.
That is fair. That I get. That's fair.
It's not on me, okay? It's not on me.
But you have a sweatshirt, you told me, your car.
But I didn't realize what I had on at the time.
Doesn't realize there's other children.
My mind was just all on, oh, I got to get over to the school. I got to find that class. I don't even know where the third grade class is. I got to go find this thing. And all this was going through my head, Jamie, and it was just too much. And I couldn't just, I guess, stop and realize, like, oh, am I appropriate to go into the school or not? It just didn't dawn on me.
Carson, can you go on Amazon and see if they have that shirt, Meth is Fun? Because that's what this is like.
Are you going to wear it? Are you going
to
wear it tomorrow?
No, I'm going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you, and you're going to, next
Look,
time.
I'm sorry.
Meth is Fun, kids. This is so bad. And the fact, I know that the principal knows about it. I know that the teacher.
Words out.
That everybody.
Oh, the entire school
they're
knows.
All talking about it because it's so bad. It's so bad. I don't even want to bring up why it's, but there's a million reasons why it's bad.
Yeah.
You know what you might want to do is write an apology.
How about if I just do it here?
No, because they can't hear you.
They're I apologize.
In class. No, they're in class. I would just maybe write to the teacher and CC the principal and go, you know what? I am so embarrassed and it was inappropriate and I apologize. I'm sure you guys were all shocked that a grown man, a father would walk in with that shirt. And I really am sorry and it will never happen again.
Would it be okay if I got Carson to write it for me?
You can do ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carson, do you mind?
AI can write it. What about an edible arrangement?
Ooh.
Fruit on a stick for the teacher.
Those are lovely.
Great idea, Jamie.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Man, we have some smart listeners out there.
How did this turn on me?
Thank you, folks. Thank you, folks.
No,
I did nothing wrong. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. I did nothing.
How did this turn? Whoa.
Come on.
How did this turn on me?
Well, because you're being stupid.
Wow.
Well, according to the text, they said, Jamie, stop being stupid.
Okay.
I didn't say it. I'm reading it.
Well, but that's not how you read it. You said, because you are being stupid.
Well,
you were saying it was your opinion as well. Anyway, listen.
No, it's not my opinion, stupid. Stupid's not a good word, and it's not my opinion.
You're the stupidest. You're stupider. You're stupid. Stupider.
Well, now I do mean it. Quit being stupid.
So I don't get this. You guys, if someone you know wears a shoot indoors Colorado shirt to a third grade class, guess who's not the stupid one? This guy. Okay, so back down your little stupid text. It says, Jamie, you're so stupid. If people get triggered by words on a shirt, that's their problem. Stop creating drama. No, I'm not. Listen, that was a dumbass move. And I will back that up all day. Somebody says.
You guys are too sensitive.
No.
That's what it is. You're woke. The two of you are a woke
really?
Monkeys.
Do you realize what state
woke.
You live in?
Exactly.
I know
and
where I
what's
live.
Happened here?
I know where I live, pal. But I live in Littleton, Colorado, pal.
But the thing is, what? It's to me, it's just common sense. It's not a woke thing.
Yeah, I got caught up.
It's just a common sense. Like, what's appropriate to wear into a third grade classroom? Oh, I know. A Shoot Indoors Colorado shirt. Common sense. It's not about being
I love that
stupid.
Shirt, by the way.
It's not about being woke. It's just, hey, let's use some common sense there.
All right?
Yeah, right?
A lot of people taking my side, though. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with
a
it.
A lot of
Nothing.
People are. Let's see here. Jamie, you're blowing this out of proportion.
Yeah.
I'm a female firearms instructor, and I'll wear a pew-pew shirt all day long to my kids' school.
You go, girl.
Somebody has said, it's not a big deal. Oh, my God. Aren't you dramatic?
Yeah, aren't you, though? Look at you. Look at you.
Okay.
I take students over there.
Well, how about we'll just agree to disagree? Mm. I would never in my life wear that shirt to my son's school when he's in third grade.
Well, if you ever want to borrow it, you let me know,
dude,
okay?
Dude, my son
you
goes to school.
You want to borrow my shirt.
My son goes to school in California. You know how well that'd go over?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay. All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the BJ Jamie Morning Show.
Ooh. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Tuesday. I think it's going to rain today, they say.
We could get little pop-ups that are that have hail in them. That's what he said last night. Little pop-ups.
You want to hear a story of a really dumb crook?
Okay.
Just real quick here.
I love story time with BJ Harris.
Yep. There's a guy that works at Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
And no. He worked at the Shake Shack. That's what it was. Shake Shack. And he's an employee there. Well, he had a couple of days off coming up, okay?
Yeah.
So he took his 2 days off, but on one of the days off, he came back to the store with a mask on and a disguise and robbed the store that he works at for $3,000.
Oh, okay.
2 days later, after his time off was up, he came back to work like nothing happened.
Okay.
Well, it's a dumb crook story, remember?
But how would they know him if he was wearing a disguise?
Well, I guess he was overweight. There was a certain body type. I guess his voice.
But they're
like, hey, Larry, you just robbed us. Now you're coming back to work. Larry, what's going on with you? You work here, you robbed the place, and now you're back to work.
I feel like that you told the story poorly. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. You could tell it better.
Yeah, I could. I could.
How about they tell the story?
A Valley Shake Shack employee is behind bars accused of robbing his own workplace at gunpoint. Police say Keandre Simmons wore a mask to hold up the Kierland Commons location. 33-year-old locked a coworker in a cooler, allegedly, while then demanding cash from the manager. And he got away with $2,800, the suspect did. Neither employee was hurt, though. His co-workers, though, they told police they were pretty sure they knew who the robber was. The suspect knew the store's layout and equipment like an employee would. Officers arrested Simmons 2 days later when he showed up for his next shift.
He showed up to come back to work.
They're like, he knew the layout and everything. It sounds like to me like he grabbed a burger, put it on the grill, you know, from the back and like made a hamburger or something.
Probably has a locker to back that says Larry on it. Yeah, he went to that and opened it up.
Yeah.
But they're like, hey, well, that must be Larry. He knows his locker number. Right?
Yeah.
Now, do you think for a minute, though, that me, Carson, you, whomever, that we could get a disguise and have a disguise that's good enough that you would never know it's us if you came here to this building?
Well, one Halloween I dressed as a trash can. You wouldn't know.
And you think you fooled everybody?
I did.
Nobody knew who you were.
Nobody knew. That was because I put the whole trash can over my body.
I mean, that is, yeah. You could pull
and
off
I
that.
Cut out little eye holes.
Larry was not a trash can.
Just saying.
All he did was put on a mask and a hat and just a little disguise and went in and robbed the place he works at.
I think that Carson could pull it off, but you, no way. No way.
Why?
BJ.
You think they would know it's me?
I mean, there's just so much. Yep.
And I bet you'd wear socks and flops.
For sure.
You would forget that.
For sure.
I'll take that as a compliment. There's so much of me.
There's just so much.
I couldn't hide it all.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, this makes me sad.
What is it?
We're not even in the top 10 of the best fans in NFL.
Get out of here.
Not even in the top 10.
The Bronco fans?
Yeah, didn't he make the top 10?
What are they judging it on? Passion?
Which city has the most passionate NFL fans, according to a new Nielsen ranking? Let's see here. They used 8 factors, including TV and radio audiences, game attendance, merchandise purchases, social media activity, streaming, and even interest in betting sites.
I don't think we're the tops, but I think we're within the top 10, aren't we?
No, we're not. That's what I just said.
No, I'm just saying that my thinking is that we should be. Can I guess a couple of these? Because I haven't seen the list.
Yeah.
The most passionate fan base out there, Philadelphia.
Let's see here.
No.
Top 5.
Top 5. Philadelphia is?
Yeah.
All right. Green Bay.
Let's see here. The Packers. Hold on. Let me find it. I had it saved and now I can't find it where I put it. But let's see here. Blah, blah, blah was number 1, followed by blah, blah. Green Bay was number 3.
Uh-huh.
That was a good job.
Well, I'm getting close,
good
aren't
job.
I?
Yep,
I'm getting
yep,
really
yep.
close. Let's see. Who's really real? Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
That was a good one, but I think they were like 5 or 6.
No kidding.
Yeah.
5 or 6.
5 or 6.
5 or 6. Get out of here.
You need to get number 1 and number 2.
Chicago Bears.
I don't see that one.
They're about to go to Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need you to pick 1 and 2.
1 and 2. I'm trying my best.
I don't really think you are.
All right. Let's see here.
What are you doing? You have what?
New York Giants. That helps me think.
It's
I
like
used
your,
to do that in school.
It's like your dentures are out.
New York Giants.
No. I'm done with you. Are
Come
you ready?
On.
Wait, oh, you have a guess?
Dallas Cowboys. They were America's team, right?
They're not number 1 or number 2.
Oh.
Yeah, look at you.
Way to go there, big boy.
Yeah, look at you pointing fingers.
Yeah, look at you. Mr. Sure.
All right, number 1 and number 2. I'm going to give you the last guesses.
Okay.
Number
what?
1 and number 2.
Okay, the Miami Dolphins.
Now, come on.
What?
Passion?
Passion.
You,
Saints. New Orleans
even,
Saints.
No. What? No.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Yay, number 2. Oh, my God. It's like pulling teeth.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
No. Not
Buffalo
number,
Bills.
There you go. Number 1, finally. Oh, my God.
I think he cheated.
What?
He's got that computer in
he
there.
He does cheat a lot. Yeah, he does.
He cheats.
No, they
you
jump
cheat.
On tables.
You're a
man.
Cheater.
Oh, you went with like 8 other names, and all of a sudden now you know stuff?
Buffalo, of all teams.
One.
You know Buffalo all of a sudden.
Shoot.
The Bills Mafia.
You're reading that.
What?
Put that away. Now I'm just angry about everybody. Hey, you guys want to talk about Hayden? I don't either. It's very sad, so we'll move
sad.
On.
It is sad.
It's so sad.
Sad.
I mean, the whole thing.
That boyfriend of his or hers, he's got some explaining to do.
Yeah, I agree with
There's
you.
There's something going on
and
there.
You
and we're
some,
not getting any information about that dude.
You want to hear something even crazier?
What?
All her friends had no idea that they were seeing each other.
No
she
kidding.
She was hiding it.
Sneaking around, right?
Yeah, because he's been in jail like 5 times for hurting her. And in fact, one of the times he was in a drunken rage and said, you have 10 seconds to run. And so all her friends, because she spoke out about it and said, he's never going to hurt me again. I'm never going to be around that toxicity, all this stuff. And none of her friends knew they were together that weekend.
Sneaky.
Last weekend.
Sneaky. And then she flew from L.A. out to South Carolina with him. Kept it under wraps. The book company that she's got her book with, they didn't know either because they warned her about traveling with him. Looks bad. People aren't going to buy your book. Things like that.
Yeah. So
where was he? Where was he? Was he in the room? Did he call 911? We got questions.
And there was Narcan. Is it Narcan?
Narcan.
Found next to her body. So, but they're not saying if he's the one that called 911, but somebody did. And
I'll bet you he was all liquored up or on drugs himself in that room.
We don't know.
With her.
Yeah, we don't know the situation, but they said that she was complaining of back pain for the last couple of months. So my thought is, and I don't have any proof of this, it's just hearsay, is that maybe she shopped some painkillers with different physicians.
I don't know what her situation was as far as her drugs go. But it takes quite a bit of painkillers to kill you.
If you add alcohol, too?
Yeah.
It does.
It still does.
Yeah, I know.
It still does. I don't know. I got a feeling there's something a little harder in there.
Yeah, something. And why did they have Narcan?
Exactly.
Yeah, why did they have that with
them?
Well,
opioids, you can use Narcan for that.
No, but I mean, they knew maybe we might take too much, is what I'm saying. You only have that, right?
If you think you're going to... They could have had a boatload in there for all we know. So. Nobody's saying anything.
Kind of a crazy story. Yeah, really sad. Let's see here. Brad Pitt says that he doesn't watch porn.
Who?
Brad Pitt.
That liar. Of course he does.
No, I don't think he does. He actually has a really good reason. So they asked him, like, okay, what won't you watch? Like, what is... And he said, I'll tell you this. First of all, the soccer players flopping around. He's like, it makes me crazy. They're the worst actors on the planet. He's like, I want to teach an acting class to all the soccer players. He said, it's become something that we all accept because they want to draw a foul, right?
Yeah.
But he's like, but everybody hates it, and it's the worst acting I've ever seen. And he said, it's like porn. That's why I don't watch porn either.
He watches porn. Or if he did, it's for the acting. Really? Brad?
Well, no, he said, like,
are you dumb?
He said they're both just the... No, he said he doesn't because of the acting.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying if it had better acting, I'd watch it.
They are horrible. They are horrible. I mean, it's so cheeseball. And if that's your profession, right, is that you're an actor and you watch it, right, you're like, oh, my God.
I don't believe for a minute that Brad Pitt doesn't watch porn, first of all. Okay. And then second of all, I don't think he sits there and critiques the acting the entire time he's watching.
I think he just goes, wow,
so
this is really
bad. It's kind of a dumb statement.
No, it's not. Because, listen, if that's your craft, and you probably can't even get aroused because it's so bad. And that's your craft. You're like, oh my God, I can't even, this guy is such a liar and such a fake. Like, I can't even think about him being real in this moment. Because it's my craft. Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No,
yes.
No,
yes.
No,
yes.
No. You're way overthinking.
No, you're
this.
Way.
Way overthinking.
No, because
this.
Imagine. All right, let's say
my
you're
craft.
Watching. All right. Let's say I'm Ronaldo, okay?
Yeah.
And the plot twist in our Honey Get My Balls is about soccer.
Okay. Right. And it's about soccer.
Right. And so Ronaldo is watching this porn, right? And he's like, that's even the wrong sides. He just went, you can't get aroused if you're watching what you do for a living and they're doing it all wrong.
Really?
Does that make sense?
No.
It doesn't?
No. I'm a dude. No.
Yeah, you're giving them way too much credit.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. What you're smoking or anything else.
Okay.
None of this is making any sense to me.
All right, here, I'll help you.
You got a naked girl here, and there she stands, and this stuff's going on. You probably get going on it.
I'll help you. I'll help you to understand what I'm saying. You used to be a chef at the Waffle House, correct?
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
Okay. We're going to set up a scene. Scene. Ready?
Right.
Scene. At the Waffle House, right?
Okay.
And all of a sudden there's this hot chef, right? And he has on his outfit. But he's like wearing the wrong apron. Like it's like a weird, like one of those pretend naked body ones. And you're thinking to yourself, they don't wear that at the Waffle House.
No, I'm not thinking that at all. I'm looking at her because she's smothered and covered. That's what I'm looking at.
Smothered and covered.
Yeah. Screw the apron.
I can't do it. I'm done. Goodbye. There you go. Tub of trash.
Well, you just got started.
I'm done.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I started something.
Yeah.
Started something a little while ago. Never did finish it, though. The Oreo conversation that we were having when I said, you know, the twist, the lick, and the vote.
Yeah, yeah.
That's because they have three new flavors coming out.
Yeah, you mentioned that, but I didn't let you finish about what flavors they were.
That's where I'm going to go,
because
right
I went
here.
With, you were
okay.
A perv. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're supposed to vote on your favorite flavor of these three new ones that are coming out. One is banana pudding. You know, sometimes I just wish these cookie companies and ice cream would just leave things alone. Let us eat what we eat.
I just, but I've never liked the center of an Oreo cookie. I only like the black part.
All right. Banana pudding. Deep fried. I don't even know what that means.
Does that taste like grease?
I guess.
Yuck.
Deep fried is the flavor itself.
That sounds like it tastes like grease.
Number three, chicken and waffles.
No.
I don't know if I want a cookie that tastes like chicken.
And here's the thing, on that GLP or whatever stuff, you know, that we're all on, not you, but, you know, some of us, all you do is taste chemicals. Like when you're on that stuff, semi-glutide, you literally, like something like that, you wouldn't even be able to stomach because all you would do is taste the chemicals.
But you're on that retatrutide. That's the one you're on. So wouldn't have that same effect
on
that the people have with the GP.
Bible,
you're doing the Reta. The Reta shot is the one.
Because
you switched over, didn't you? I thought you were going to switch over.
On the Bible, it is not in my system. And on the Bible, as God is my witness, I do not have that stuff in my system. So there.
I thought you told me.
Oh, my God. I swear to God. Okay, you know it's a whole thing. I am on GLP and I am on semi-glutide.
You know what you need? You need to chill. And you need to go get yourself.
Don't ever tell a girl to chill.
No, it's National Icy Day.
Oh, okay. Can't tell a girl to calm down
or
chill.
You can't on National Icy Day. You're allowed to tell your lady. Guys,
you're
allowed to tell your woman.
I am not your woman.
Tell your woman.
I'm not your woman or your lady.
Tell your old lady. Tell your old lady.
My God.
Tell her she can chill today by going to get an Icy. It's National Icy Day.
It is National Icy Day. Okay. This is a great show.
You chill. Go get yourself an ice.
I literally go in rage when you say that.
Oh, great.
What?
I just found out I've got to go to a parent teachers conference today.
Do you have your Methodist Fun shirt on?
No.
Do you really have to go to? Are you lying?
No.
Oh, you
There's
do?
There's a meeting today, I guess.
Well, what you're wearing is perfect.
Yeah.
You look very smart.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look up. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's a get to know the teacher thing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Are you going to bring her something?
Are we supposed to? Are you supposed to take something? I mean, we're only 2 days in.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need
I mean,
it yet.
Like, no, you're fine. I mean, if you want to, like, kiss up, you can, you know.
Yeah, that looks like a kiss up, too.
So what I would do is wear a G-string based on what you wore last time.
All right.
I'd wear, like, a G-string and oil your body up. Just be like
a Chippendale.
Yeah.
Kind of
and then wear a sash that says "Teacher's Pet."
Ooh, Lordy.
How about that?
That ought to work.
Yeah. I mean,
ought to work.
Yeah. Oh,
hey, guess what? Every one of those items I have.
I know.
Hello. So what a coincidence.
So did he like school? Did he like his first day?
Did.
He
yes.
did?
He
yeah.
did.
And did he give us any details?
Not really. He met his friends. His friends are in his class, so he's very happy about that.
Does he like any of the girls?
He did not mention the girls at all.
Oh, you got to ask him about the girls.
We don't know about the girls.
You have to ask him if there's any cute girls.
Yeah, I'll do that today.
Yeah.
It seems weird, but...
No, he's 8. It's third grade, man.
Yeah, but it's kind of weird that I'm asking if there's any cute girls.
Remember, I told you.
You see what I'm saying?
Third grade was when we busted Kevin Fry with the Playboy magazine.
But I'm just saying, it's kind of weird that I would say, hey, are there any hot girls in your class, buddy?
How about this?
Like, I'm looking for them.
No, I understand. How about you go, so are there any girls that you think are cute?
There you go.
How about that?
That's a better way to
word it. Yeah.
Instead of dad. Instead of dad.
So are there any hot third
graders?
Tell me
who the hot chicks are in that putt, buddy.
We got to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Going to be mostly sunny, warm, 93 for a high, maybe a rain, maybe not. Who knows? All right, have a good day. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.